This is Morning Edition on KUNC. I'm Erin O'Toole. Billed as the world's largest commercial beer competition, the Great American Beer Festival gets underway tomorrow in Denver. This year, the GABF sold out all of its nearly 50,000 tickets in less than an hour. Julia Herz of the Boulder-based Brewers Association isn't surprised by this. She says it's emblematic of a broader boom that's going on within the industry.
Things are on fire right now for breweries in planning. We actually have 1,300 breweries in planning in the U.S. that we've recorded right now on top of the 2,100 breweries that are in existence.
With so many opening up in cities like Fort Collins and Denver, we got to wondering how new breweries try to stand out in a market that's becoming increasingly crowded. As KUNC's Kirk Sigler found out, some brewers are staying competitive as they enter the biz by going hyper-local.
All right, so we'll get this guy here.
Scott Witzo scoops up a heavy sack of oats and hoists it over his shoulders.
I'll off this puppy. So these are the things you do as a nano.
A nano brewer, that is. See, when Witzo was laid off from his job last year, he decided to take his passion for home brewing and go commercial, opening up his Wits End Brewing Company.
Or mashing.
It's housed in this converted garage in a remote warehouse area south of downtown Denver. No frills, just how Witzo likes it.
For me, I thought, why can't a brewery be like your corner bakery or your corner meat shop? Why does it have to be this grand scale?
Now, the term nano brewery is so new, defining it is a work in progress, but Witzo and others in this emerging sector seem to have collectively agreed that for now, a nano brewery is one that has a brewing capacity of just 3 barrels or less. That is, there are never more than about 2 kegs of a particular beer on hand and ready to sell at once.
I also have very specific beers I want to make, very specific thing I want to do. It's hard to always articulate that, and for me to be able to have a small system that I can play with, to not have to take on investors or do any of that, I can just sort of do it my way.
One of those specific beers is the Wilford, Witzo's take on a Belgian-style oatmeal IPA, one of several experimental beers he's entering in this week's Great American Beer Festival.
Dump them in, just like Mom used to do. It's beer.
So there literally is oatmeal in the oatmeal.
There's literally oatmeal, yeah.
This beer has gotten quite popular with his customers in the tap room up front. For now, the only place around town where you can drink it.
The less refined the physical space, probably the better the beer. Maybe that's not a true rule, but I kind of go by that theory because they're focusing their energy on the beer.
Harneet Sethi and his friend Mark Dietzik happened upon Wits End while visiting town from New England, where they're both homebrewers.
I think it will take off because, I mean, this is how it used to be. Every city had their own beers, like their own breweries with their own beer. It wasn't a nationwide thing like we have now, right? You have Germany, you have little towns where there's little breweries in little towns, and so I can see neighborhoods having their own beer and coming down to the watering hole.
You know, nano breweries do fit with the theme of the localization of beer.
Julia Herz is program director at the Brewers Association, which now counts about 300 nano breweries among its members. She says it's an appealing business model for many up-and-coming brewers. There's not a lot of overhead or capital needed. And many, like Scott Witzo, build off of some of the homebrewing equipment they've already acquired.
I mean, you've got heritage craft brewers like Dogfish Head or even New Belgium in our backyard in Fort Collins that started as very small breweries. Delivering, one case at a time and brewing very small one batch at a time, and then they grew. It all depends on the individual business model of the brewer.
Oh, you do. You got to, oh, nice. Oh, excellent.
Scott Witzo isn't ruling out expanding too, but for now, he just seems to be savoring his early success. In just a year's run, he's built up enough business and made enough money from his taproom sales to justify hiring an employee.
It's so surreal to me. I never thought I would be the type of person that would actually employ someone. It still sounds kind of foreign when I'm looking over the payroll and signing checks. Whoa, what am I doing here?
Also surreal for Witzo, this year he won't just be going to the Great American Beer Festival. He's competing. Nano breweries don't have their own category, so that oatmeal IPA will go head-to-head against the big boys, like New Belgium. But even if he doesn't win, Witzo says the exposure alone is worth the price of admission to the Oscars of beer. For KUNC, I'm Kirk Sigler.